Good morning. It's Friday, March 13th. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Over the years, it hasn't been easy to be a scuba diver in Kansas.
To get air fills, I'd have to be real nice to fire departments and try to get them to fill my tanks or figure out a way to, you know, get the equipment and any extra training.
Now, there's a certified scuba training center in Wichita. We take a look at Amber Waves Diving Company after the news. Kansas education officials say they're working to implement individualized literacy plans for young students who need more support learning to read. KMUW's Daniel Cottle has more.
A literacy plan would help keep teachers and families on the same page about a student's reading needs as they progress through school. Lori Curtis is with the Kansas State Department of Education. She says many other states are also implementing the plans.
Families, when they call me, sometimes it's that they just don't feel heard. So making sure that we are communicating clearly.
The state is looking into the reading plans for kindergarten through third grade students after a task force gave guidelines last year on improving literacy. Other recommendations include more training for teachers and staff and better instruction for college students studying to be teachers. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
A proposed amendment to the Kansas Constitution could put abortion back on the ballot. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga of the Kansas News Service reports.
Senator Mike Thompson, a Republican from Shawnee, recently proposed an amendment that would establish fetal personhood in Kansas, giving a fetus the same legal rights as a child. The change is framed as an amendment to, quote, clearly guarantee the equal rights of men and women beginning at conception. The proposal is one of several aimed at banning abortion this legislative session. It comes as Supreme Court Justice Marla Lugert, who has voted to protect abortion rights in the past, is set to retire later this month. Kansans will weigh in later this year about whether to directly elect Supreme Court justices. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
A Kansas lawmaker wants to gradually remove property taxes altogether and replace them with a surcharge on retail transactions. But as State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, the bill needs some work.
Not ready for prime time was how a committee member described the bill Senator Michael Murphy brought forward. Murphy admitted himself that the bill needs some work. The legislation would decrease property taxes before removing them in 2028. Retail purchase surcharges would replace all property taxes. Purchases less than $20 would be subject to a 7.6% surcharge, while purchases of over $20 would include a flat $1.60 surcharge. Murphy said too many exemptions for corporations have led to increased property taxes for other Kansans.
People have been given exemptions for sales tax or property tax, and all that has shifted to the people.
Opponents of the bill say the tax would disproportionately affect people with lower incomes. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas lawmakers might loosen regulations on state research universities. Under their proposal, the University of Kansas, Wichita State, and Kansas State would have far more autonomy in property and business decisions that affect student life. Republican House Majority Leader Chris Croft supported the bill in a hearing yesterday. He says public universities would thrive with less red tape.
How do we enable our research universities to operate at the speed of innovation and to drive that speed of innovation?
Opponents of the bill say it reduces government authority over how publicly funded universities allocate their resources. The change would not affect regional universities like Pittsburgh State University, Fort Hays State, and Emporia State. Wichita State University announced a new initiative yesterday that will help public agencies, nonprofits, and researchers share data. The new Kansas Data Trust is being billed as a way to integrate data from various sources to better understand issues and make decisions. It's being led by WSU's Public Policy and Management Center and funded by grants from the Kansas Health Foundation and other groups. Organizers say the Data Trust is being built with data security measures to protect personal information and privacy. More information is at kansasdatatrust.org. It may not seem true amid all the sniffling and sneezing, but Wichita is no longer the worst place for seasonal allergies. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America released its 2026 Allergy Capitals report this week. And after three consecutive years in the number one spot, Wichita came in at number six this year. The report says Wichita still has high grass pollen levels, but other cities are seeing longer and more intense allergy seasons, including Boise, Idaho, which ranked number one this year. The full report is at allergycapitals.org. Wichita police have arrested a man who allegedly made unauthorized contact with a 13-year-old student at a local school. Police say the 36-year-old man entered Gordon Parks Academy around 9:30 Monday morning. They say he made contact with the girl without parents' permission. It's not clear how the man was able to come in contact with the girl. The man allegedly returned to the building the next day. Staff told him to leave and called the police. Police booked the man into Sedgwick County Jail yesterday. He's being charged with stalking. A gathering is planned in Wichita this weekend to remember local musician Jenny Wood, who died Saturday. The event is 5 o'clock Saturday evening at the Riverside Park Pavilion on North Bidding Street. Organizers say it's not a funeral or a memorial service, but a gathering for the community to, quote, make music and find comfort. Wood was a singer and musician who suffered near-fatal injuries in a 2019 crash in downtown Wichita. She died Saturday of complications from a traumatic brain injury. She was 43 years old. Wichita students start spring break today, and the Great Plains Nature Center is offering several programs for children and families. The center will host events Monday through Thursday next week from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're on site at the Nature Center, which is at 29th Street North between Oliver and Woodlawn. Visitors can learn about animals through daily themed activities. There's a naturalist program at 11 a.m. each day, followed by a hike through the trail at 11:45. Programs are geared toward elementary age students, but are open to all ages. We'll be back after this.
This week on Marginalia, we speak with Karen Russell about her novel, The Antidote.
I think the influence that I more consciously courted was the Book of Job. There is this farmer, Harp, who is like a reverse Job. I mean, he's a zero-yield man. It would be funny if it wasn't also tragic.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Lou Ann Stevens. Scuba diving isn't necessarily an activity you'd normally associate with landlocked Kansas, but here in Wichita, there's an active diving community. Jonathan Huber donned his gear to learn more about Amber Waves Diving Company.
Tyler Brewer got his first scuba certification about 60 years ago.
I was a young lifeguard at the Central Branch YMCA, and two gentlemen came in. They were older than me, and they were teaching scuba. Got to know them a little bit, and they said, you know, we'd like to teach you scuba. And I said, I couldn't afford that, and I was just a young kid. And they said, no, we'll take care of it.
That was around the launch of the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, or PADI. PADI is one organization that standardizes training for scuba divers. Brewer says there were a handful of different shops in Wichita in the 70s.
There were dive shops that came and went. Back then, there was no internet, so couldn't buy gear anywhere. You did it all from catalogs, and I'd have to get air fills. I'd have to be real nice to fire departments and try to get them to fill my tanks or figure out a way to, you know, get the equipment and any extra training, and it usually meant travel. And it was just difficult to be a scuba diver when there wasn't a scuba shop.
So Brewer opened a shop in Augusta with two other partners. That was the start of Amber Waves. His son Brian managed the shop. Their first location was just 900 square feet. In 2013, they moved to a larger space on Greenwich near Kellogg. But those shops were missing a critical component of scuba instruction, water. Brewer's business partner had an idea.
We have trouble getting water. Let's build a pool. And I just laughed at him. I said, oh, you know, you're talking about a lot of money. I'd put together plans for something quite smaller than this.
He realized that he and his business partner were on the same page. Neither of them wanted to see scuba die in the region.
It's about the sport. It's about the scuba family and providing. We have a lot of snow skiers here. They love to go to the mountains. We're just the opposite. We have a lot of us that like to go to the Caribbean, the South Pacific, or the Indonesian waters and dive, and we do that. And diving is a way to make you say, hey, I got to take a trip. So that's what we do here in Kansas.
I met Amber and Brian Harvey at an Amber Waves open swim on a recent Sunday afternoon. They were there to test out some new equipment in the facility's 18-foot deep pool. Brian is an instructor for Amber Waves. Amber got certified because she didn't want to be left out.
I thought, he's going on vacation without me, and I'll be stuck at home with the kids. That being said, I was like, well, he's like, do you want to try it? And I was like, nope, we're just doing it. So in 2015, that's why I said that, or I was probably going to divorce him because he'd take some beach vacation without me, and it would be the end.
Their kids are now certified divers, too. And while the pool at Amber Waves is great practice, Wichita is not exactly a scuba destination.
If you want good diving, you got to get out of Kansas. You got to go to Beaver Lake. I like going down to Ten Killer in Oklahoma. That's a good one. Other than that, we get out of the state and go try different things.
Brian says Amber Waves serves to support the community and grow the sport. And there are some types of dives that do happen in Kansas.
I do a lot of search recovery dives. Somebody loses a piece of equipment, wedding rings, glasses. They call the shop. Shop calls me. I go and find them.
Amber Waves also offers discovery dives for children as young as 8 and swimming and first aid courses. I'm Jonathan Huber.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. Have a great weekend. We're back on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
Literally, he looked like he was about to, he was one of those like big guys that got like red face. And I was like, I'm going to get tossed off the ship.
We look at what happens when some words take on a lot more meaning than they used to have and how mad that makes some people. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.